Clip 13, how millennials change the organizational culture. Do you remember previous clips about leadership? If not, please listen through them to get a general idea on what being a leader entails. In this clip, we are focusing on a leader working with the younger generations. Anna has been talking to her new friends from Generation Y for a while now. She now compares the knowledge and understanding she had with her experiences from work. She not only thinks a lot about Generation Y, but also about herself as a leader working with the younger generations. Anna also realizes that in the present times of fast development, constant innovations, and globalization, it is important to take care of organizational culture and values that the company has. She knows that it is not all about the company brand name that is on the board over the company entrance door, or the image that the company has. What counts most when working with the younger generations is reliability and authenticity. In the Gallup's report, we can find the following description about the change of organizational culture, which will be open and millennials friendly. 1. For previous generations, remuneration was very important. For Generation Y, the aim of the work performed is what produces the greatest value. If they cannot identify with this aim, they will be less committed and active. 2. In the past, it was satisfaction from the work done that was the driving force, but at present, it is the possibility of constant development. 3. Previous generations needed a manager. This generation needs a coach. 4. Until now, organizations conducted annual appraisals, or once in 2 years. For the younger generations, such a period of time is way too long. Younger employees expect constant feedback, preferably on a weekly basis. 5. In the past, employees worked on their weaknesses by overcoming them. The current generation is less responsive to criticism. They want to be given work that is based on highlighting their potential and their strengths. 6. For previous generations, the professional sphere was mainly related to their job. The current generation uses their private and professional spheres interchangeably. However, their private life is the most important to them. Anna realizes that there is a huge shift from previous generations to the current younger generations, and that in order to understand this information, we need time and careful consideration of each point. It turns out that Generation Y is likely to force a much bigger revolution in business than she had expected. Do you already know how to be a leader who would be followed by the young? As you can see, there is no universal right rule for it. However, please remember that a successful leader must want to get to know the younger generations, learn from them, and generally like them.